People can handle bad news better than no news at all. Before you hold back on telling the truth, speak directly to a person's fears. We really saw this communications lesson play out in the year 2020 in a big way. From how the government informed the public about COVID-19 to how bosses and management relayed job security. As a leader in any area of your life, work, home, or school, it's important to not ignore the reality of your followers' fears and speak directly to those concerns with a plan. When you ignore obvious fears and concerns of others, this actually creates more unproductive anxiety and will ultimately be counterproductive to your goals. I remember at the start of the coronavirus pandemic, the economy was tanking and businesses, especially small businesses, were scrambling on how to stay afloat. As a boss, sometimes you fear sharing crisis or potential problems with your team because you don't want them to worry about anything. But trust me, whether you share the truth with them or not, they are most likely already worried. The pitch challenge today, whatever the fear or concern may be, speak directly to that issue and address it head on. When the first wave of coronavirus lockdowns began, I knew the economy was in trouble. I knew my team members may be stressing about their jobs, even though they weren't expressing any concerns to me at the time. I took action and addressed potential unemployment fears immediately. First, I revamped my entire business budget and made drastic cuts in areas of my business that were no longer necessary. Then I worked overtime to quickly sign 5 additional clients that month to secure more funding. The key to communicating this with my team was that I didn't wait until I had all my ducks in a row before assuring them of job security. I addressed their fears of hours or jobs being cut up front, told them I was making budget cuts to keep their pay and bonuses in place, and actively working to secure more business. I kept my team updated on my progress, which kept me accountable to them and subsided unnecessary stress. As a team, we were highly productive in 2020 as a result. No one lost their job and bonuses were all fulfilled. In the 1933 inaugural address of Franklin D. Roosevelt during the peak of the Great Depression, he said that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. A very popular quote you may have heard of before, but the next words of his speech really speak to how to address the fears of others as leaders when he said, "A leadership of frankness and of vigor has met with the understanding and support of the people themselves, which is essential to victory." Yes, just as Roosevelt bellowed in his speech to Americans nearly a century ago, the same wisdom applies today. Speak directly to fears, never sugarcoat them, and share an action plan that will hold you accountable as a leader to your team.